Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time. Once again, I greet you, as always, in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And, oh, I want Him to be yours. He can be yours. In fact, the Word of God tells us that the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which is lost in Luke 19 and 10. So, therefore, we know He came to be your Savior. Oh, look, friend, don't pass up the opportunity of spending in a place where Jesus said, I've gone to prepare a place for you. I'll tell you, it's the best place in eternity. It's not the only place, but believe me when I say it is the best place in eternity. Well, Debbie and I are excited about the fact that you've chosen to tune in this morning. We just pray our time together will be a blessing to you. I've opened my Bible back up to the book of Hebrews. I'm going to pick it back up where I left off last message when I was preaching on the power of faith. So you pray for me, would you? You pray for me as we look together again of the Word of God. I'll do a little quick refreshing and reviewing. By the grace of God, I'll move on into the message. Man, what a great thing it is to have faith, to be able to believe in the one true God. So you pray for me, and I've been praying for you in this program. And we'll call on Debbie to ask her to sing. The song she's going to sing, the title of it is Flowers That Bloom. And it talks a lot about faith. That goes right along with the message that we've started last week and we're going to continue to deal with today. So you pray for Debbie as she sings about flowers that bloom, and you'll understand it when you begin to hear her sing about it and how it connects with our faith. So I'll be back as soon as Deb gets done to share the message God has laid on my heart. Hey, I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for being such a special part of Rock Inspirational Truth.
With the eyes of faith, I saw a blind man who now can see. And with the eyes of faith, a crippled man rises.
Demi, how wonderful that is, friend. I'll tell you, listen, there was a lot of things that Jesus did on His way from glory to a place called Calvary. I'll tell you, He had me and you in mind. Oh, He came to reveal the Father. He came to glorify the Father as far as that goes. But I'll tell you, had me and you as sinners in mind who needed to be saved by something called grace. And how wonderful that is. Again, I've opened my Bible to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. If I didn't tell you that before the song was sung, I apologize for that. But I'm going to read verses, I'm going to read verse 1, maybe 2 and 3, and then pick up another one. But the Bible says, and this is, I believe, Paul speaking to his native people, his Israelite family, his Jewish family that he was a part of. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You say, what's that mean, preacher? Well, simply this, friend, listen. Faith in something gives what cannot be seen substance. It makes it real. It makes it, though it's not tangible as far as physical goes, it is in the heart and the mind and the life of the one that has heard the Word of God, believed the Word of God, and said, listen, that's real, so I'm going to act like that I've got it, like that I possess it, that I'll get it. And that's what he's talking about. He said, for by it the elders obtain a good report. What a great chapter this is. What a great chapter this is. I believe I told you last week that it's about men and women just like me and you that heard the Word of God, that heard the God of the Word. You know what they did? They said, God, I've heard you. I'll believe it. And I'll just act exactly like I believe what you said. I heard what you said. So I believe it. Therefore, I'm going to act like I believe it. And that's what that's talking about. That's why he said, by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. He said, through faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which were seen were not made of things which do appear. I'll tell you, friend, listen, I don't believe in evolution. I don't believe in some of those bang theories that they've got out. You know what I believe in? I believe in the unadulterated, clear, written, recorded Word of God. You know what I found about the Word of God? I found out that it's perfect. I found out that there's not an error in it. Everything that it says about science is scientifically true. Everything it says about geography is geographically proven. Everything it says about some event in history has been proved out. Now let me tell you something, friend. The Word of God doesn't need to be proved out, but can I tell you, it can stand up to any kind of test man has ever put it before or put it against, and it's come out, bless God, the flying colors. Hey, they've tried to destroy it. They've tried to change it. They've tried to burn it. They've tried to cut it up. And I'm going to tell you, hey, the Word of God liveth and aboundeth forever. Hallelujah. Look, the Word of God tells us in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood of the things that are made, even His eternal power, Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Can I tell you, sir, ma'am, the visible that we see, that I look out my study window seeing all of these fall colors, and that's the time of the year that I'm making this program. How beautiful it is. How beautiful the architect is, or the landscape is that the great master has painted for us. Oh, can I tell you something, friend? Listen, you have a harder time convincing me that there is no God than that I would have convincing you that there is a God. Oh, I want you to know, friend, listen, they embrace that. They believe that. I mean, they said, yeah, we believe that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. We believe that what is in existence today, God spoke it into existence. Hey, friend, that's what faith is. And you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the power of faith. That's what faith will do. Well, let me assure you on something. Faith, listen, friend, faith is not founded on something that is not filled with substance that has nothing. I mean, it's not a blind leap in the dark. May I tell you, every time that by faith I take a step toward eternity, towards God, towards His promises, toward His Word, toward His will for my life, you know what I'm doing? I'm stepping on something that's made of eternity. I'm stepping on something, friend. I bless God that has substance, that has reality, and something that's more than temporal. It is eternal. Hey, listen, can I tell you that the Word of God has proven itself time and time again, not only scientifically, not only geographically, not only historically, but how about prophetically? I'm telling you, friend, listen. This book that I hold in my hands, the King James Bible, you know what it is? It's precise. It is concise. Hey, what it says, it means, and what it means, it says. And look, when it makes a promise, when it says to a woman in the garden that had led her husband into sinning and transgressing against God, you listen, friend, you can count on it. You can base your eternity on it. When God told her that He would send a Redeemer, thank God that that He would come to redeem all mankind. Listen, you can bank on that. He did come 4,000 years past. 4,000 years past. And then, listen, that seed of the woman came through a virgin's womb by the name of Mary, lived sinless among us, died substitutionally for us, was buried in a borrowed tomb, came out on the out of the dead, out from among the dead, resurrected on the third and appointed morning. He ascended to the right hand of the Father after spending 40 days here, showing Himself alive with many infallible proofs. I'm telling you, friend, He promised that He'd come again, and for all of those that are ready and look for Him, they'll see Him, they'll hear Him one day. But I'm talking about the power of faith. You say, what is the power of faith, friend or preacher? Well, let me give you just a couple of things. Listen, it's not, again, a Webster's definition. Remember I told you last week what faith was? You know what it is? It's intellectual assent that leads to trust. I mean, to tell you, it's one thing to say, I believe, but it's another thing to act like you believe. I believe these chairs in my study was the example I gave to you last week will hold me. But can I tell you what? That doesn't mean a hill of beans if I don't sit down in them when I'm tired, when I need to rest, when I need to read or relax. But I'll tell you what faith will do. Bless God, it's an intellectual assent that leads to trust. It's not just enough to believe. Why, the Bible says that the devils even believe and tremble. I'll tell you what you got to do. You got to act on it. And that's what these men and women in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 did. They heard God's Word. They embraced God's Word because they believed God's Word. And you know what they did? They moved out on God's Word. Hey, if we truly believe, we'll live like it. Do you know that? And you say, preacher, I don't have faith. Yeah, you do. Everybody has faith. Everybody has just enough faith to be saved. Can I tell you something, though? You got to place it in the right place. You got to deposit it in the right one. How the Muslims put it in the Quran and Muhammad, that's wrong. I want you to know, friend, that the humanist puts itself in himself. I mean to tell you, that idolater, he puts it in those images of wood and gold and silver and stone, and that's the wrong place. I mean to tell you, listen, the materialist puts his faith in the money that he can accrue and lay up around him. Hey, but that's not enough. In all these cases, it's wrong. They all have faith. They're going to die lost. You say, why? Because they don't have it in the right object. You see, the key to faith, it's putting it in the right object. It's putting it in the right one. And therefore, friend, when you put your faith that you have, that you exhibit every day, I mean to tell you, God has given us faith. A measure of faith. Actually, it's the measure of faith. And when you deposit it in Christ, you can be saved. Now look, all these in chapter 11, you know what they did? They trusted. They looked to and trusted in the unseen God. They heard His Word. They believed His Word. And by faith, they moved out upon His Word. I mean to tell you, friend, listen, you know what, the Spirit, you know what, for them, I bless God, their faith made the spiritual real. Oh, I'm telling you, friend, you've got what you need if you'll just use it like Abel did. By faith, Abel. Isn't that amazing? He offered to God a more excellent a sacrifice than that of Cain. You say, what did he do, preacher? Well, listen, the power of faith gave Abel the ability to worship. You say, what is power? Well, it's an ability. It's a motivator. That's exactly all I'm going to say about it. Faith has something that motivates. Faith has something within it that enables us, that strengthens us. When I think about power, I think about having strength to do, a strength to decide, a strength to go, strength to become. And oh, that's the power of faith. Listening to work when nothing else will. And you remember what I told you last week? Listen, faith isn't the absence of enemy. Faith isn't the absence of fear. It isn't the absence of opposition. But it is obedience in the face of all of those and more. And by faith, listen, Abel offered a more perfect sacrifice than Cain. You say, how did you do that? How did he do that, preacher? Well, for him, it was simple. I mean, to tell you, he had God's command. I believe that Father Adam talked to Cain and said, now listen, boys, God kicked us out of that garden over there. You see where that cherubim is keeping the way to the tree of life? Now he kicked us out. He told us how to approach Him. In fact, He showed us that before we left the garden. That day that Mother and I, we confessed up to God, He had a suit of clothes for us. They were coats of skin, and I believe they were lamb. Bless God. I believe that with all of my heart. Hallelujah. And look, God told us how to approach Him. We got to do it through the blood. We got to do it through a lamb. And you know what? That lamb points to the Lamb of God that will come one day to take away the sin of the world. Hey, look, you remember what your mommy told you, don't you, Abel? You remember what your mommy told you, Cain? You remember God told her about, I believe Eve told both of those boys about the promise God had made. God made to her a promise that He would send the deliverer. Do you look in verse 15 of chapter 3 of the book of Genesis, you'll see that. God told her that He would send a substitute, that He would send the Savior, and that He would send a deliverer. And you know what? You know what Abel did? Abel said, I believe God. I've heard Him. I've heard God's command. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get me a lamb out of my flock. I'm going to bring the best that I can. I'm going to slay it. I'm going to offer its blood on the altar. Boy, I'll tell you what. Oh, Cain didn't like that. Cain didn't like it at all. Hey, listen, he had faith in himself. He may have had faith in faith. He had faith in his works. But bless God, that's not enough. Hey, you know what faith will do? It'll give you power to worship in the way that the one true God would have us to worship, in spirit and in truth, in accordance to His command, in accordance to His expectation. There won't be any of this will worship. There won't be any of this my way. But bless God, we'll come to God and say, Lord, I come humbly. I believe without the shedding of the blood, there's no remission of sin. And God, I want to go Your way. Not only, look, do we find the worship of faith here, we find the walk of faith. I'll never get all this preached out even today. We find that in a man by the name of Enoch. Oh, what a great man he was. Hey, listen, he for 65 years of his life, the first 65 years of his life, probably walked according to the course of this world. I'm on somewhere or another, God got a hold of him and said, now look, Enoch, you're going to have a boy. I want you to name him Methuselah. And immediately, Enoch knew what that meant. Enoch knew that, well, when Methuselah's gone, it will come. Now, I don't know where God told him what was going to come or not. He told his grandson Noah. But listen, Enoch had a part in it. And you know what? Though he didn't know everything, he knew enough to say, all right, God, I believe. And you know what Methuselah's coming along did? That changed Oweeny. He got to thinking, look, if I walk like the world, so's Methuselah. If I die and go to hell, probably Methuselah will. So you know what the Bible said? That after Enoch had Methuselah, he walked with God. Walked with God for 300 years. Oh, listen, you know how he did it? He did it by faith. And the Bible tells us that by faith he pleased God. Hey, listen, you say what pleased him? Well, he walked with God. He walked by faith. And the Bible said he was not, for God took him. Isn't that amazing? Oh, I'm telling you, friend, this thing of faith that we have, versus rules and regulation, versus tradition and man-made expectation. I'll tell you, we need to do what Enoch did. We need to simply hear God's Word and say, all right, God, I hear you. All right, God, I believe you. All right, God, I'm going to act like I do. I'm going to walk with you. The Bible asks a question in the book of Amos, I believe it is, can two walk together except they agree? I mean, John said, 1 John 1, 5 and 6, that he said it's impossible to have fellowship with God if we've got sin in our life. You know what we ought to do? We ought to walk by faith. Bless God, we ought to walk in a way that we agree with Jesus and not Him agreeing with us. Hey, can I tell you, there's a power of faith that will enable you to worship and walk by faith. And then there's a man by the name of Noah. My, what a man he was. Grandson of this man by the name of Enoch. Enoch walked with God, and guess what Noah did? He walked with God. He walked with God in a time and in a society and in a situation that's much like ours. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of coming of the Son of Man. So don't you dare say, sir, ma'am, that you can't walk with God, that you'd like to, but you just can't do it. I bless God, the flat out truth is, you don't want to. You got some sin that you like, some pet sin that you love, something that's got a hold of you. You think you're controlling it, but it's controlling you. Could be sex of some sort. Could be pornography. Could be drugs. Could be drink. Could be extortion. Could be money. It could be a list of things. But I'll tell you what, if I were you, I'd junk it. I'd give it up and start walking by faith. I'd start working for the Lord like old Noah did. Thank God, you know what happened? I mean, to tell you, God said, listen, Noah, I'm going to warn you about something. There's going to be a flood. It's going to start raining one of these days, and you need a boat to escape. You know what Noah did? He said, all right, God, I believe you. What do you want me to do about it? And God said, well, Noah, won't you build me a boat? I believe Noah said, all right, God, I'll build one. What's a boat? Hey, he said, I want you to make it so many cubits long and high and wide. I believe Noah said, all right, God, I'll make it high, wide, and long, just like you said, but what's a cubit? Hey, can I tell you, listen, I don't believe Noah knew everything. I believe the Bible called him a preacher of righteousness. Now listen to me, by faith, friend, we've got the power not only to work for God, but we've got the power to witness for God. And old Noah witnessed. Every time the hammer hit the side of the boat, every time that hammer drove a peg in, it was a message to get ready. Thank God, listen, for a century, he built that boat waiting on it to rain. Never seen it rain. Never seen a flood. But you know what? He had God's Word. He had God's Word on it. And you know what that was? That was enough for him. He said, all right, God, that's power enough for me. I'll hear your Word. I'll heed your Word. I'll work for you. I'll witness for you. I'll warn this generation from you, for you. I'll preach. Bless God, I'll work on the boat in the day. And I'll preach at night. I'll have camp meetings. I don't know whether they did or not. I'm just imagining maybe they did. Hey, can I tell you something? Hey, to live by faith. How to trust God by faith. We don't have to know everything. All we have to know is the one thing. That Jesus said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All we got to do is believe that Jesus died for our sin. Do you hear? I mean to tell you, all we got to do is believe that Jesus died for our sins at Calvary. And when he did, bless God, he made the way open for me and you to come to him. So I'm telling you, you don't have to know everything. Noah didn't. He didn't know what rain was. Didn't know what a flood was. Probably didn't know what a boat was till God showed him. God revealed it to him. Listen, I don't have time to talk about Abraham and Sarah, but they wondered, W-A-N-D-E-R-E-D, by faith. They waited by faith. And I'll tell you, friend, listen, faith will empower you. Faith will not only give you power to be saved, but it's got power to keep you. Thank God how we're saved by grace through faith. Hallelujah, friend, listen. It has worked. It does work. It will work for you, sir, ma'am, if you'll just simply let it. Now you say, preacher, again, I don't have much faith, but can I remind you, God's given to every man the measure of faith, and if you deposit that in Jesus Christ, if you just go to Him and say, I'm a sinner, right now, the best I know how, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior, God will save you. The Bible said, whosoever's called on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Go to Him and then live by faith.
You are my Savior.
Until the next time,
God bless you. Thank you, friends, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.